Gavin this morning? Is there a reason for his absence?
No, just that it was optional, and he felt the way he felt last game when he played, he would take the option again.
JJ, a possibility for tonight?
JJ won't play. Not ready yet. He's obviously going to get a good skate and a good workout, and I would anticipate next game.
So is Levi your goalie?
He is. How's that, Paul?
How about Power and Greenway? Are they okay to play?
They should be. They'll skate this morning unless something comes up. But I anticipate both those guys playing.
We've obviously spent a lot of time talking about offense in three games, but goaltending-wise, three games in a row, you got to be happy with how it
Yeah, happy. We're happy with what they've done for us. They've made the saves needed to make, and again, we're you don't want to create too much stress, but we need to score some goals. We feel if we stay with the program, with the number of opportunities we had last game, and feel there's some better opportunities we left out there that we looked at as a team, some of the offensive schemes that we just need to be a little bit better on. And we did have a lot of chances, so it, probably cutting it a little fine.
So much of camp was focusing on defense and getting these guys, particularly the forwards, to get back in their own zone and be detailed. Are you encouraged by the fact that, although the result isn't there yet, that their defense has been improved, but it hasn't caused them to overthink?
No. You look at I was impressed with just the first game we played, the commitment to how we need to play, and then game two, even the Munich game, which could have been a game where you just sort of go through. I thought the details to play away from the puck, and at the same time, being good offensively. You look at a couple of those areas. I think, I look at a guy like Dahlin who missed a good piece of camp. Little concerned with. He missed all that camp and is kind of just getting back into it. I don't think I've seen, his best part where he can get up and help us create, too, on a bigger front.
What have you thought about Clifton, particularly the game that he had the other night?
That I thought a real strong game for us, penalty killing wise, physicality. He gave us the type of game that I would anticipate out of him. It was a strong game.
He seems like he joins into the offense maybe more than I'm used to seeing him do it. Is he starting to try to do that a little bit more?
Well, a big part of our offense will be, those guys being that fourth man. His read, if you look at the play where he walked in alone, it was the physicality on the wall. He knocked his guy down and then obviously beat his guy back up ice that led to Greenway making the play to him. So, him getting in the play there was just a result of, getting into your guy, which, we talked a lot about just sort of getting into your guy and stopping your guy wherever they're going. And, he was in on a couple of good offensive plays.
Barkov out of their lineup, that's obviously a big piece out of their lineup. And I know they have other guys, but that's obviously a big piece out of their lineup. But how much does it change them?
I think it changes parts of their game. I think their power play, will obviously be a little bit different. I mean, he's a big player to be missing. But I think any team looks at, you take some of your key guys out. You need guys that maybe a second line or a guy that is on a second power play steps in and does a good job. We know it hurts them, but I think at the same time it gives an opportunity for somebody else to step in and play well.
You do know with this club you're going to get a heavy game, right?
We do know that. We've looked at how they play and how they crash the net and our physicality inside the dots defensively has to be strong. And then offensively, same thing. We got to get off the walls and get to the net and be willing to, probably pay a price to get there.
What have you learned about Dylan and just kind of the fire he possesses and the want he has? I mean, we saw just his frustration kind of boil over at the end of the, you know, the last game. But
I mean, just pure emotion. I think when you have a game like that where you have the number of opportunities and you look when he walked right in and had the great opportunity on the opportunity, walked in right by the hash marks, and you don't capitalize, and by the end of the night you're, as a group, you've done a great job penalty killing, but you put yourself in a position where you've given that, you know, basically the kind of the freebie 5-on-3. I understand the frustration. These guys from day one of camp have bought into, you know, playing the right way and getting up ice and the physicality, and there's really not a lot that I've asked that I haven't got. We just need to just be maybe a little bit more selective inside the offensive zone on some of the plays. We have to make a few more plays, and I think it'll give us better opportunities. So, in his case, he's got, I mean, power play wise, he had his opportunities, even strength, he had his opportunity. Probably if I was playing, I'd be that frustrated too. But stay away from that. But that's just pure emotion. The emotion's good.
We're talking about Barkov being out, and they've had some subtractions, free agency, whatever, but just how impressive is it as a coach to see another team go to the finals 2 years in a row and do what they did last year to get back and get over the hump and win the thing?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them a lot of credit because it's hard to do. I don't know if you could have predicted it. When Edmonton pushed them to the limit, obviously, they had some tough series to get through. But they did it, which tells you the depth. So don't just think because Barkov's out. I think this year they paid a little heavier price, you know, for winning. You have some players that left and got better, bigger deals, or you can't, you know, because of where you're at, you can't sign everybody. So, you know, I think their task is probably a little bit more difficult this year than it was last year.
With the Cousins line, it's kind of a little. Dylan leads your team in shots, but Jack Quinn only has one. He's an elite shooter. How can you get him in position to maybe get some more shots?
Yeah, you know, we actually talked about that, and that's part of the. You know, I probably wouldn't even be afraid to juggle some people around. The line has been good, but it hasn't. I look at Quinn's game. He is the type of guy we need to get the puck on his stick. He needs the puck more. So when I'm talking offense, I'm talking a little bit about finding, you know, the right person in the right place. Line, I thought, did some really good things, but there were some better things that I thought could have happened too.
We're understandably upset with the penalty Matthias took last game. How do you want to see him?
Yeah, you know, I talked to him. We addressed it. I mean, some of it pure emotion. You know, it's not a penalty he wanted to take, obviously. I look at, you know, I've addressed where we need to be as a team with penalties. You know, if you want to get off to a good start in a game, you don't take offensive zone penalties or needless penalties. And if you want to close out a game, you've got to be diligent about not taking late penalties. You've got to get yourself to where you're going to get points in a game. And those are the type of penalties as a team we want to stay away from. And I had a great conversation with him about that. And I mean, obviously, he feels just as bad as I do about, you know, what happened.
Hand in hand with that, I mean, Lafferty is on a forecheck. He's had a couple of offensive zone penalties. But on the other hand, he's going hard.
Yeah, you balance. I mean, it'd be like saying I can't criticize Zucker's penalty because I don't think it was a penalty. It's one you have to kill. So there's a little bit of a balance there too, Paul, for sure.
When you said you want the team to make more plays in the offensive zone, is that more shot selection? Is it getting the puck to different areas? What is it exactly?
That is making the next play, which is sometimes guys are open. And if you're outside that high percentage area for shooting, it's find the next play, so that the percentage goes up for scoring a goal. That's the type of plays we're talking about. That might be an east-west where somebody was open, I'll just reference, you take a shot from outside the dot, and you've got a guy that's open, maybe in the hole on the other side of the ice. The play would be to, you know, find that next play. You can say, well, great, you got a shot on goal, but the percentage shot, percentage of that shot going in unscreened from an area outside the dots, I would reference as a play that, you know, we want to find that next play.